All right. Well, we're going to wrap our program up with a local voice who we're talking to from a very far away place right now. We're so pleased to welcome Claire Murray, who's co-founder of an organization called CARDI, and they're working to ensure that they celebrate the ingenuity and promise of diverse students across the state by creating opportunities for student artists to learn and grow and to bring art to the people. And we're so pleased to welcome Claire. Claire, we're going to be chatting with you in just a moment. We just want to remind people that more than 60 Naugatuck Valley-based nonprofits, a record number, have signed up to participate in the 2025 Great Give, May 7th and 8th. This 36-hour online fundraising spectacular created by the Community Foundation of Greater New Haven in 2010 unites donors with area nonprofits online in a fun and engaging way. The Great Give raises money and awareness for area nonprofits and causes with valuable matching funds and prizes from the Community Foundation and the Valley Community Foundation and other generous sponsors. If you'd like to donate to your favorite nonprofit or nonprofits during the Great Give, then just go to thegreatgive.org between 8 a.m. on May 7th and 8 p.m. on May 8th. All right, so I have never done an interview with somebody in Paraguay before, but Claire Murray has joined us there, where she is working on her doctoral degree. And Claire, thanks for joining us on the program. Glad we finally got a hold of you.
Thank you so much, John. Thrilled to be here. Thrilled to chat about CARDI and everything that we've been collaborating on.
So I know you mentioned it briefly before we turned on the call this morning, but is your work that you're doing right now in Paraguay in some way going to feed into CARDI and what you're doing here in Connecticut with your team?
We talk about CARDI in this way that we're an art museum bus designed with, by, and for kids across Connecticut. And inherently that puts community, it puts this sense of belonging at the heart of everything we do. We want to make sure through CARDI, young kids across our state, especially those with limited access, know and feel that they belong and are invited and are meant to take advantage of everything that museums have to offer. My work done here at Paraguay is looking at a museum that is doing much the same, but from a place where museum going, museum building is not a tradition. And the way in which this museum that I'm studying down here is going about building the infrastructure, the potential for a culture of museum going is by centering children. And for me, there's nothing more interesting and captivating and intellectually stimulating than thinking about how we can center children's voice, children's material culture in our museum world, in our museum's field, and really elevate the fact that children matter. And we need to do everything we can, not just because they're the future, right? But because right here, right now, today, the present, children matter. And as museums, as institutions that are meant for community, that are meant for everyone, we have to do what we can to push the grain that we're not just elite institutions, we're places for everyone.
So do you think your experiences in Paraguay will become part of the narrative that you discuss as you're introducing CARDI to your youth audiences and others here in Connecticut?
I think Paraguay is a country that is not talked about enough. So I will forever, moving forward in my life, make it a point to bring attention, right? I mean, so much of our conversations about art history, there's so much focus on the Western world and changing the narrative curatorially, right, to think about more than just the colonial vision or whatnot is critical. So I do know for sure I will be talking about just my life here with kids back in Connecticut, but even more than that, the promise of developing a museum with kids, that's something that transcends borders. It transcends culture. It's something that we can do everywhere, and particularly back in Connecticut. We have a lot more work to do with Cardi. So far, right, in the past 4 years, we've grown our following, our impact. Originally, we started up in the pandemic, and we were able to serve 7 schools. We were able to form 7 school partnerships. Right now, we're over 40. We're reaching over 7,000 pre-K through second grade students every year, and we're seeing those students multiple times. Right, we're kind of weaving this model of art museum enrichment into the traditional school approach. And like I said, there's a lot more to do. 7,000 kiddos is not nearly getting close to the 109,000 plus that we've got in Connecticut. So it's critical that we keep moving and that we keep this vision alive. And every day, every kiddo more, we've got to celebrate that. And know, though, that there's a lot more ahead.
So was the Cardi concept already on the drawing board when COVID hit back in 2020?
Yeah, believe it or not, it was. but COVID was somewhat of a blessing. It gave us time to pause. And at the time I was in grad school, when COVID hit, right? And there was no way that amidst everything, amidst everyone else's responsibilities at our founding board, there's no way we were going to be able to actually give founding a nonprofit the amount of time and energy it needed while we were balancing so many other things. But COVID gave us this pause and kind of this opportunity to think a little bit more critically what matters. And it also gave us the time to build relationships, right? We're only able to fuel Cardi to drive the extra mile because of donations. Being a nonprofit, we're run on donations. And we needed that time, that pause of COVID, to really build relationships. You know, all of us come from humble backgrounds, and to dream up Cardi did mean connecting with folks who have the means. And it still means connecting with folks who have the means. Every mile more we want to drive, that's more fundraising we need to do. So the idea for Cardi, it came about probably about 10 years ago, though. I co-founded Cardi with my mom, who's an early childhood educator, has been for all of my life. And she's just, her brain is wild, right? She just knows children. And I fell in love with museums. She and I, in different ways, though, I will take some credit. I definitely did convince her to do some volunteer work with me at a museum, a children's museum, one summer. And it was a chance when the both of us were able to put our professional interests together, and we just had so much fun. And it was in that environment, that space for creativity, right? Children's museums, we know, we love. It gave us the opportunity to be playful about the promise of early childhood museum education. And we thought up, what if we could bring our unique skill sets together and so many more, and think about our home state. Connecticut has huge inequities, right? You drive from one town 20 minutes down the road, opportunities, resources can be a total 180. And what if we could think about this promise of early childhood art and museum education as something that could transcend and really confront these stark inequities? What if it could be inside of, well, a bus that could travel directly to schools, could travel directly to community centers? And so the idea, it was, you know, the seed was planted, let's say, 10 years ago. But it definitely took some time incubating and talking with more people. And you know, you study creativity research, the first idea that comes to us isn't always the most creative, right? It isn't always the one that's going to have the most promise. But that first idea, it was the seed that meant so much. And with the persistence and the care and the passion that has kept the idea going, the idea has only gotten more authentic to what what Connecticut needs, right? Like by talking to more and more school teachers, by talking to more and more students, by talking to more and more stakeholders in our state, what are the direct needs? What are the direct interests? And how can Cardi be aligned and tailored specifically to meet that.
Well, it was probably around 20 years ago when we really started to see school systems and schools begin to cut back on things like music and art programs. But it was around 10 years ago when this idea came to you that we started really seeing the impact of the loss of those creative, enriching, imagination-driven types of curriculum. So the idea came at the right time. And it's not just this mobile gallery and classroom that travels around, but it really also supports student artists in a number of ways. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So critical to Cardi is that we're an art museum, right, designed with, by, and for kids. Every single work of art inside of our art museum bus is made by Connecticut middle and high school students. And there's a really important and integral reason for that. You know, when we go to museums, you or I, and we're getting to know a work of art, we're curious about who the artist is, right? And so often we think about the artists on the walls inside of museums as masters. Well, what if, as a young kiddo, you were looking at a work of art and there's that association with the work on the wall, it's really, really prized. What if that artist was someone who looked like you? What if that artist was someone who's from the same town as you? What if that artist is someone who you can relate to? And so for Cardi, there's three really, really big and important participants and audiences that we want to be reaching. One is obviously the young kiddos, right? We want to make sure every young kiddo in our state has a really positive and prolonged early experiences with art and museum education. The next big audience, big participant group is emerging student artists. And those are middle and high school student artists who have this passion for art already, who have had the growing up and to go ahead and forge their path and be bold about the art they want to make and to take the risk of submitting some art to a call for art. Those same student artists through Cardi have an opportunity to not only have their art exhibited inside of a museum gallery, but to have really powerful and intimate internships within the our nonprofit space. Those same student artists have opportunities to develop their leadership skills, their social skills, by being members of our student advisory board and helping us annually set the tone, the theme for our exhibitions. And then that third audience group is the wider community. We recognize, right, if kids are at the center of all of our work, kids at school, that's just one portion of kids, right? And there's family life, there's community life. And for us, it's really important to recognize that going to a museum isn't just something that needs to be associated with schools, with formal education. It needs to be associated with our daily lives, our wellness, our opportunity to just be and experience the world. And so through those three audience groups, those participant groups, we want to be doing everything we can, giving all the opportunities we can, and continuously adapting based on needs, based on abilities, based on interests.
Very good. Well, I hope that the next time we meet, Claire, it will be actually on the Cardi bus, and we'll be able to do a For the People segment right there while talking to some of the young people who are engaging through the great work that you do. In the meantime, if you heard something that's appealing to you and you'd like to help fuel the Cardi movement, you can go to their website and hit the donate button right up at the top, or you could learn all about what they do and maybe arrange for them to participate in an event in your community, at your school, in your neighborhood, or with your group through these exciting art and museum adventures. Claire Murray is the co-founder of Cardi, CARTIE.org. Cardi.org is their website. And Claire, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck in the balance of your time in Uruguay. And we hope to talk to you again once you get the bus rolling in a couple of months and sort of do the second part of this interview. So thank you for now and travel safe. And we'll see you back here in Connecticut.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As a season shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.